Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you to encourage you, to uplift you, to let you know that God loves you. God loves you. Yes, He does. He loves you. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care what is going on in your life. God loves you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you. And guess what? He knows what you are going through. God knows. God knows what you're going through. And He won't let you be in that thing too long. He will take you through that thing, yes. And He will bring you out of it. That's what He done for the children of Israel. He let them went through the wilderness. Oh, but when Pharaoh was on their back, when Pharaoh was trying to take them over, God brought them through the Red Sea and covered up Pharaoh's and all his army. They could not touch the children of Israel. Don't you know God said, I will let no harm come nigh your dwelling. God said, I'll cover you with my feathers. Praise God. If you just, acknowledge God's word, stand up on it and believe it. God will take you through that thing. He said you will go through. You won't be drowned. You'll come out and you won't smell like smoke. Isn't God awesome? God is so good. God is so good. God is so merciful. God is so kind. God is so awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Praise that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name that I know. Oh, praise God. You ought to just call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the kind of God we serve. That's who I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God that I serve that will give you rest in the midst of trials and tribulations. When you can't find no other words to say, just call upon the name of Jesus. He's awesome. He has all power in that name. Praise God. God's favorites love you. God loves you. Praise God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. He's so good and He's so kind. He's so merciful. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming before you, O God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything, Lord, that's holding us back from receiving, God, all that you have for us, O God. Lord, remove it. Make us forever whole, Lord. Father, we need you. We need you in times like these. Oh, God, when so much is going on in our world and so much turmoil, God, we need you. Who else can we run to, God, but run to you, Jesus? We run to you, Lord, because we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your mercy upon us, God. Yes, we do. God, some mother, dear God, has a son out there, oh God, that's on drugs, oh God. There's a wayward child somewhere, God. There's a mother that have lost her son to to gun violence or prison walls, God. God, I know that you can help her, God, and strengthen her up under the load, God. There is some mother, oh God, has lost her daughter, oh God, to a man that is, oh God, that is using her for his sex object or using her, oh God, for what he wants. Oh Father, deliver that daughter. Make her forever whole. Let her know who she is, oh God. How much you love her, God. Oh Father God, there is a daughter out there on drugs, oh God. Prostitution, oh God. There is a daughter, oh God, that's missing, oh Father. God, we need healing in our land. Because, Lord God, you said if we pray, God, you would hear us and you would heal our land. We need you, Lord. We need you in our family, in our homes, God. Every part and every aspect of our homes, oh God, where marriage is, oh God, is on a, oh God, on an edge of breaking. Oh, Father God, there's so much turmoil in the home. Father God, we need you. We need you to help us, oh God, in our homes, oh God, that we can find love again with our husband, with our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. God, we need help in the White House. We need help, oh God, in our senators, and our mayors, our governors. We need help, oh God, and our state representatives. Every aspect of our government, God, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We know that the devil, oh God, is on the prowl, and no, God, the flesh is weak, and Lord, it will give in because it's weak. Build them up and make them strong, oh God. To stand in your midst, oh God, to stand on your word, oh God, to stand for righteousness' sakes, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We need you when we don't know what else to do, God. You told us what to do is stand, stand. Oh, you told us to stand in the midst of trials and tribulations. To give it all to you and look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. And you are just that. You are the author and the finisher of our lives. Oh, Father God, touch that mother, oh God, that's sick. Touch that one, oh God, that barely can get around. Touch that one that's had high blood pressure, diabetic, oh God. Touch that one that is an alcoholic, oh God. Touch that one, oh God, that needs to grow stronger to you, with you, God. Oh, Father, help them to read your word, oh God, and God, you speak to them, God. Help, oh God, in every facet of our lives, oh God. We call upon your name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Oh, praise God. All kings, kings and kingdoms shall all, they shall all pass away. Hallelujah. But there is something. There's something about your name, Lord, and we are dependent upon Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to listen to that one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, Jesus. Just call upon the name. Just call upon his name. He's the sweetest name. I know. I know. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Reason
why
Jesus is the sweetest Lord. My Jesus is the sweetest. Oh my Jesus, he is the sweetest name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the fragrance
after the
rain. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Call upon him. Call upon him tonight. I guarantee you, Jesus is going to help you tonight. Yes, he will.
There, oh, heaven and earth proclaim, King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I just wanted you to let that soak in. Let that just soak into your spirit tonight. Praise God. Oh, if you call upon his name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Sister Peggy Bodden, which I'm so proud that she's here tonight. Thank God. And I'll be right back with you, Peggy.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073, area code 504-347-5797. You may call after the service and we will be able to talk and pray with you. Also, to listen to our program, that area code is 714-409-0578, Block Talk Radio Program. And you can take and press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or a prayer request. We'd be glad to hear and listen to you and let the world know what you need prayer for. Also on Friday nights, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is the hostess of Victorious Living. Be a great listener. Call this number, area code 714-409-0578, and you will be blessed. And we just want to thank you for listening to our programs and thank you for giving us the privilege to share your time with the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that we can hear some beautiful prayer requests tonight? It's for some of our listeners and our partners that has heart problems. Miss Corona, she has 2 clots in the left ventricle of her heart, and they're trying to dissolve them. Sophia, my little niece, is going to have open heart surgery in November. People with eye disease, with diabetes, with cough and flu season is in town. Children diseases, yes, we need to pray for children. Our schools, we need to pray for. Our public servants, our officers, our government, and especially the election coming up. Let's pray that God will guide this government and guide our nation into the right decisions to be made. Isn't it wonderful that we have a great big God that we can go to, that we can bring all of these problems to them? Remember, God said he will save his people. And how to honor God? The Lord said in Isaiah 58, shout out loud, don't hold back, shout out loud like a trumpet. Tell my people what they have done against their God. Tell the family of Jacob about their sins. They still come every day looking for me and want to learn my ways. They act just like the nation that does what is right, that obeys the commandments of its God. They ask me to judge them fairly. They want God to be near them. They say, to honor you, we have special days when we give up eating. But you don't see. We humble ourselves to honor you, but you don't notice. But the Lord says, you do what pleases yourself on these special days. And you are unfair to your workers on these special days. When you do not eat, you argue and fight and hit each other with your fists. You cannot do these things as you do now and believe your prayers are heard in heaven. This kind of special day is not what I want. This is not the way I want people to be sorry for what they have done. I don't want people just to bow their heads like a plant or wear rough clothes and lie in ashes to show their sadness. This is what you do on your special days when you do not eat, but you want to think this is what God wants. I tell you the kind of special day I want. Free the people you have put in prison unfairly and undo their chains. Free those to whom you are unfair and stop in their hard labor. Share your food with the hungry and bring poor, homeless people into your homes. When you see someone who has no clothes, give him yours. And don't refuse to help your own relatives. When your light will shine like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal, your God will walk before you and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then you will call out and the Lord will answer. You will call out and he will say, here I am. Isn't that wonderful that we have a God that we can cry out to and he says, here I am? It's wonderful to know that God is here. Listening to every utter word that we say, and we complain, and we cry, and we whine. But he says, please, just call upon me, and I will answer you. Yes, we have a lot of deaths in the nation tonight. We had a bus that had an accident, and 13 people were killed. Just think about that. Their lives were taken quickly. How many were saved? We don't know. How many had time to call and said, Lord, forgive me of my sins? Yes, there's plenty that goes on. But we have a God that will hear and answer prayer. And that is what we have to trust in. The one that gives us the answer to all of our prayers. And tonight, as you listen, remember, God loves you no matter what situation you're in. He is there, and he says, when you call out, the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and he will say, here I am. Share some of this with your friends this week, and let them know that God says, here I am for you, always, unto the end. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, God's Favorite Radio Program, on Sunday nights at 7. Call a friend and tell them, and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener. We love you, and again, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Well, tonight I want to talk to you tonight about praise and confession. Praise and confession. I don't know whether we're going to be able to finish it tonight, but we're going to start on it. Praise God. On praise and confession. Praise God. God tells us that we ought to praise God at all times, and we ought to confess our sins. Bring everything to Him. Confess ourselves to Him. Praise God. The classic verse on the sacrifice of praise in the New Testament is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. And it reads as thus, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." Continually. Now, you know, when I thought about that word continually, I remembered how Hannah, she prayed, and they thought she was drunk, but her lips were moving. She didn't stop. She was interceding continuously for God to move in her behalf, you know? So let's read on that. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. That's what we are to be doing. Using the fruit of our lips for more than just gossip, more than just eating, more than just talking, but giving thanks unto His name. You know, November will be coming in. We will be talking a lot on thanks and Thanksgiving, and also, but I'm preparing you for the month of Thanksgiving. When we walk into the Thanksgiving month, the Amplified version of this verse states, "Through Him, therefore, let us constantly, at all times, offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that's thankful, acknowledge and confess and glorify His name." Our lips should be glorifying God at all times. Nobody may not know when you're glorifying God, but in your heart, you're making melody. You're making melody to God, giving thanks unto Him for all that He's done, all that He's going to do. Praise God. Because God knows what He has for you. You don't know the thoughts of God. Your ways are not His ways. Your thoughts are not His thoughts. Praise God. And looking at this verse, in other versions of the New Testament, I made an interesting discovery. The latter part of the verse in the American Standard Version says that is the fruit of lips which make confession to His name. It's about making confession with your lips, using your lips. The Berkeley version of the New Testament translates it, which is the fruit of lips that makes confession in His name. It's all about in Jesus' name. That's why I sung that song earlier along with the other song. We want to give thanks to God continuously at all times, calling upon His name, believing that God is going to answer us, God is going to come through for us. He has all things in control. God has all things in control. A close examination of the original Greek indicates that the words "giving thanks" in the King James Version have been translated from original Greek word homologio. That word literally is translated in most other places in the New Testament as to confess. The latter part of the verse should be correctly translated, then that is the fruit of our lips, confessing to His name. You know, I believe we'll have some prayers answered, some things transferred, and I believe that debts will be canceled if we use God's name correctly. If we rely upon the name of Jesus as we should, healing will take place. Jobs will be added. I believe that if we rely upon the name of Jesus with our whole heart, mind, and soul, I believe that God will answer us when we call upon him. Praise God. I do believe that if we use the name of Jesus properly, as he has told us, as he has given it to us, if we only use the name of Jesus as we should, things will happen. Things will be turned, praise God, in the spirit. The writer to the Hebrews is telling us that in Christ, we are to offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, confessing to his name. The sacrifice of praise, therefore, is equated in this verse as the fruit of our lips. It is something we do verbally. A sacrifice of praise must involve a vocal expression to God. That sacrifice of praise becomes then a confession to his name. Praise God. Praise God. So you see here, just as we read this little bit, we ought to be giving God the sacrifice of praise no matter where we are, where we go, who we are. We should be offering up the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. If you're sitting down eating, he told us how to give thanks over our food and bless it, giving thanks. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this, that I have a meal. I ask you to bless it. What does that mean, the word homiligo? In the expository dictionary of the New Testament, to speak the name, the same thing, to assent, agree with, to confess, declare, to confess by way of admitting oneself guilty, to confess or declare openly by the way of speaking out freely, such confession being the effect of deep conviction of facts, to confess by way of celebrating with praise. Do we do it? How often? How are we doing it, people? How are we confessing ourselves? How are we giving thanks and praise unto God? Are we doing it God's way so that our prayers would be answered and not hindered? Are we doing it God's way? We are to celebrate him after we have asked him, before and after we ask God for anything. We should celebrate him and give him thanks after that is already done. Praise God. And by that way of celebrating with praise, praise. We are confessing our sins to God, asking him to forgive us of our sins. For all he knows. Sometimes we don't even understand what we are doing wrong. But he knows. Yes, he does. He knows. We have here a revelation of the connection between the New Testament confession and the sacrifice of praise. Very few Christians recognize the place that confession holds in the teaching of the New Testament. Jesus declared in Matthew 10:32, "Whosoever therefore shall confess before me, before men, him will I confess also before my Father in heaven." So sometimes you got to go and confess before men. I know. I don't need to tell anybody my problems. I don't need to go to the pastor. I don't need to go to the elder. I don't need to go to anybody. But you need to find somebody that's trustworthy, who is a prayer warrior. Someone will hear you. Someone who is walking in the Spirit and confess your sin and ask them to pray for you. Someone that you know that can get a prayer through. Praise God. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father in heaven. That is so real. That is so real. The concept of confession is also referred to in Romans 10 and 9, 10, 9 and 10, 1 Timothy 6 and 12, and Hebrews 3 and 1. Our confession to him. Praise God. Almost verbally, when the word confession is used, people think of confessing sins, iniquities, and transgressions. That is the negative connotation of the word. But on the positive side, it means the confession of our faith in God's word and what he has done for us on the cross. Our thoughts, our mind, our heart, our entire being should be centered upon the cross. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and all my burdens rolled away. It's at the cross. At the cross will he take this thing. Praise God. We should never forget the cross and Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Praise God. It is this positive kind of confession that the writer to the Hebrews is expressing. Confession is saying the same thing with our mouth that God says in his word. It is literally making the words of our mouth agree with the written word of God. Praise God. In Psalms 116 and 10, the psalmist says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Paul uses this in his teaching in 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 and says, we're having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we ought to speak this word. We ought to say it. We ought to confess it. We ought to believe it. We ought to trust in it and believe God. Leave the rest up to God. Once you trust God, once you believe God, leave all the rest up to him. Praise God. This is a description of the process of confession. If faith is going to move in our lives, it must have a means of expressing itself. The words of our lips gives expression and light to the action of faith within us. Faith that does not speak is stillborn. Praise God. You'd be like a stillborn baby. You're not moving. You're not growing. You're not doing anything but being stillborn. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We speak what we believe. If you believe God died on the cross for you, speak it. If you believe Jesus is God's son, believe it and speak it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to speak what you believe. A close reading of the scripture reveals that there is a direct connection between our mouth and our heart. In Matthew 12 and 34, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Whatever is in your heart will find a way of expressing itself through your mouth. Think about it. Whatever, I will say it again, whatever is in your heart will find a way
expressing itself through your mouth. Whatever comes out of your heart, it's going to come through your mouth. You can't separate the one from the other. The mouth is like a faucet that let out what's already inside of our hearts. Isn't that something? The issues of life flows out from the heart through the mouth. That's what the Bible says. If our heart is filled with the Word of God, and if we are standing in faith on what God's Word says, then that faith will be expressed out of our mouth. But, on the other hand, if we are filled with unbelief and fear, and if we are bound by strongholds of the devil, then that will manifest itself by coming forth out of our mouth. Don't you see now why some people cannot hold you a good conversation without getting on the worldly things? Because that's what's in their hearts. Watch people as they talk to you. You can tell whether they be with the Lord or whether they are more carnal-minded. Because the issues of life is going to flow out of their heart through their mouth. It will have to come out. It have to manifest itself. When Satan attacks us, he attacks us with thought bombs. He endeavors to establish a stronghold in our lives through thoughts process. He wants his evil thoughts to capture our hearts. He wants those thoughts to go down inside of us. Isn't that something? Watch it. Watch it. Satan wants that to go inside of you so he can bring it back out of you, these issues from the heart. He wants them to be something that we can believe in, meditate upon, and accept. This is what the devil wants. He wants you to meditate upon those things which is evil. And God wants us to meditate upon the things which are good and which are pure and of a good report. See the opposite in the devil and God? Praise God. Isn't it awesome? It is the mouth that is the center of spiritual warfare for the universe. Once the heart is captured, Satan knows that our mouth will speak out of the abundance of the heart. Satan knows if he can get it into your heart to go and murder somebody, to go do drugs, to go and hurt somebody's feelings, or to talk about somebody. Satan has all kind of things that he wants to put in your heart, and so it'll come out through your mouth, so you can go run and talk about somebody else. This is Satan's aim. This is his movement. Isn't that something? How things can get in your heart and come out through your mouth, and it controls. When he has control of your mouth, then he has control of the believer. He is able to throw his rocket of gossip, backbiting, division, hatred, fear, lies, and so on. Oh, he'll have you lying when God said he hates a liar. He'll have you hating somebody when you don't want to hate nobody. He'll have you gossiping about somebody when you just really wonder, why did I get in there with her? Backbiting. Stealing, murdering. These are the things of Satan. And see, Satan has entered the heart. He has put these things in. Sometimes, for the Christian, unknowingly, he done put some things in your heart, and guess what? It's going to come out. It's going to flow right through your mouth. The more our mouth confess the presence of stronghold, the more the stronghold grips and controls us from the inside. Disease captures us exactly in the same way. Why do you think some diseases are stuck there and you can't get rid of them? Because we are still confessing some things that we shouldn't be confessing or saying something when we should, but we should be confessing truth, the word of God. Romans 8 through 10 deals with the subject of confession. This is what it says. Romans 10:8-10. But what say ye? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt confess in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's a way to even a way to salvation. It's confession of the mouth. Praise God. And so it goes in the heart when you confess Jesus. Praise God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise God. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you cannot accept God until you confess it with your mouth and let God know you accept him in your heart. You believe that Jesus Christ is God's son. You can't come no other way, because the Bible says that if you try to come another way, you're a thief and a liar. You can't go through Mary. You can't go through Peter or Paul. You can't go no other way but through the way of Jesus Christ, God's Son. In verse 8, Paul mentioned the mouth first and the heart second. In verse 9, it is the mouth first and the heart second. But in verse 10, the order is reversed, and the heart is mentioned first and the mouth second. This illustrates a very important scriptural principle. When we come to the word of God and apply it against any attack of the devil, the reality of Satan's stronghold is evident. We may be sick in our body and endeavor to bring the word of God against the sickness. According to the pattern in these verses, it is necessary for us to begin by putting God's word in our mouth as the act of our will. You got the will to want to put God's word in your mouth and believe. You have to will. God gives us a will, and we will speak about that later. You got to will for God. Praise God. If you don't will for God to do anything, God is not going to do anything for you. By confessing it or saying the same thing with our mouth, as God says in his word, we receive it into our heart. The more often we confess with our mouth, the more firmly it becomes established in our heart. The more we confess, the more we do it, the more we repeat it, it becomes more and more real in our hearts. We are yielding more and more and more to God. Then we believe what we speak. We believe what we speak. Sometimes we have to repeat things over and over for it to get deep down in our spirit to believe. Yes. There comes time then when the heart responds to the mouth, what the mouth has been saying. The heart began to believe the confession of the mouth. There is a moment, a rhema revelation, and the heart believes what the mouth is saying. Then the mouth naturally expresses what the heart is full of. This process is not necessary for the re-education of the heart. The confession of what God's word say is necessary to re-educate our mind. Our mind need to be renewed in the spirit of God. Our mind need to be renewed. Praise God. In the Hebrew language, the phrase to learn by heart actually is translated to learn by mouth. This is how we learn best. I remember some of the poems that I had learned in grade school, and I repeat them over, and I always think about grade school when I learn poems and little songs, you know? And that is still there because I use my mouth. I use my mouth as a little child. You got to think about what the words say. Unless you come as a little child, humble yourself before him. And that's the way we have to be. We have to humble ourselves. This is the process of confession. If someone were to ask you the multiplication table, you can repeat them because when you were a child, you said them over and over again because that was part of the understanding of the heart. This is what happened when the Word of God, every time we are attacked by the devil, we come to God's word and we begin to confess it. There is a struggle. The word of God is saying, contrary to what we are experiencing, our feelings will tell us that something is wrong, that God's word cannot be true. But the very process of confession demands that we resist our feelings and make the word of God, our mouth, agree with God's word. The struggle will be over, and then it becomes a natural process for us to speak with our mouth exactly what God says in his word. Praise God. I just want you to go this week, praise God, confess all this week with praise and thanksgiving unto God, and confess with your mouth, Lord, I thank you. Give thanks and praise unto God. Well, I'm so glad to be with you tonight. Just this little excerpt on confession and praise to God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. God is good. He loves you. He wants to bless you. But he wants you to use your mouth. He wants you to use your mouth for more than what you think is for. He wants you to go in the spirit and call upon his name. As we sung the song together earlier, Jesus, Jesus, that is the sweetest, sweetest name I know, Jesus. And I know God will reach you. Whatever you confess to him with your mouth, it shall be done. May you be blessed in your going in, your uprising, and your sitting down. May you never have lack. I speak it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Very good.